On November 4th, I developed a fear, more of an anxiety of choices that needed to be made. Mr. President, once upon a time, you were a regular man, I think. But now you are in charge, and that scares me. From the nightmares that haunt me in my sleep, you are no comparison to. I want to know what you are doing. I want to know what you are doing because I'm scared one day there will be a time when you say do it and another person will have to die. Yesterday it was children, the one being from inconsistency, the one being that has nothing to worry about. Well, except maybe if it's okay to play here, if it's okay to play there. Is it okay to talk to the man that's holding the gun in their hands? Is it okay to accept a piece of candy without getting shot, threatened, or bombed? You changed their whole life. You changed their whole belief. Was it for the best interest for them or for you? Then again, history continues to repeat itself. I'm scared because you are sitting on the hill of importance. You cannot see the truth. You are hiding behind your own lies, your own deceit that you take bites of, and you lie to yourself, convincing yourself that it's something nothing but sweet. But when the bitterness from your tongue strips the taste from that sweet intention like rape, and that split moment you taste the ugliness of your decision that causes death, you command wars in the land of 115 degrees where people are dying for your cause while you sit in the Oval Office with air conditioner at 73 degrees. I'm scared because you have the power to take away my money for my education, and you have the power to take away my brother from me and hand him a gun and say, do it now, as he has to take a life from someone else or someone will take his. And now I learn that you have the power of nuclear bombs. Why must you be so powerful? Why must we let you control our destiny? Could it be because you applaud the creation of manifest destiny to go beyond the borders of the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans? What is your destiny? Is it to become so powerful that you call yourself a redneck god? Maybe it was destiny for us to be on reservations. Maybe it was a punishment from our gods to have high statistics of diabetes, alcoholism, and be classified as poverty-stricken. Then again, we are always adapting. You didn't see us coming over the hills with our tomahawks, our bows and arrows. That's how you see us anyway, from an image of a John Wayne movie. You didn't see the possibilities. You didn't see the opportunities. You didn't think we knew, so you just blew us away. But like your short breath, we came back educated. We came back opinionated, and we came back to kick your ass with the education that you gave us. Now, isn't that a bitch? I may be politically incorrect by calling you a redneck, but you once called my kind savages. You once saw my kind as dirty, uneducated, uncivilized, and you saw our ways as unchristian-like behavior. What can I say? I'm an Indian, to be politically incorrect. I'm Native American Indian, to be politically correct. I'm Navajo, to be specific. Or I'm Diné, to be more proud of the language that I hardly even know. I'm scared because you don't understand. I'm scared because you don't see the possibilities of your unpaid attention speeches. I'm scared because you just don't want to know or listen. I'm waiting for this poem to find an ending. I'm waiting for this poem to go off like a gun. Like your mouth, all I have to say is bang, bang, what's next?